morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this beautiful blue sky Sunday. We finally have the blue skies back in the Coachella Valley and not the hazy, smoke-filled, terrible skies that we had. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing great. I saw something coming over here that we don't equate with the desert. We equate these little critters with the forest and all that kind of stuff. I saw a squirrel.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
I don't think I've ever seen a squirrel out here.
That's what I mean. I guess in the parks we have a few squirrels running around, but I was over off of Corporate Way when I cut through that little business district there to come here, and I see this big fluffy tail and scampering, and I look over, and darned if it isn't a big old squirrel climbing up a tree. And I thought, well, that's good.
I used to try to feed the squirrels when I was little.
Oh.
That lived outside because I lived up north, and there was a billion of them everywhere.
And they say don't. They say
yeah,
what?
No, yeah, you're not supposed to.
There's a red and a gray. I think that's what it is. And one of them's really mean, and one of them's kind of nice. I don't remember
which is which. Yeah. I should just leave them all alone.
There you go. Yeah, I don't remember. And I think of those squirrels in a commercial where he throws the pine cones down on the guy's car because he's going to cut down a tree. So anyway, I did see a squirrel, and I thought, oh, okay, maybe that's a good omen of some kind. I don't know. All right, want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey for our box of donuts for our guest today. Today we do have some guests. We have Kim Laidlaw calling in to talk about evacuations with animals. Kind of give us a little heads up on some tips. I have a whole list of them here. We were just talking about them, Sean and I, a second ago. Some things that we didn't even realize to help you in case of evacuation. Of course, in the desert here, we think a lot of times of earthquake and flooding because with now the rains have cleared off a lot of the brush along the hillsides. Who knows what's going to happen? Yeah.
Well, now we got to worry about tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. You saw that tornado out in, where was that, Yucca?
Anza, wasn't it?
Oh, Anza, yeah. It was, and it was a tornado, but they say it was, the winds were only 80 miles an hour in that tornado versus, you know, the full-blown ones.
So it did touch down, though?
Yeah. It was. It looked like one that actually, if I recall, meteorologist Patrick Evans was saying that it's one that sort of starts on the ground and then works its way up and connects with the clouds.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's kind of a different type of tornado. I could be way wrong, folks, but I think that's what he said. But yeah, I saw the pictures of it. So tornadoes, earthquakes, and flash floods. So we should know how to evacuate our animals. Anything else? Yeah, I don't know. Did I see who our guests were today? I don't even think I got that far. It is, Kim Laidlaw with Evacuations for Animals, and then Eric McLaughlin, who is the astronomer at the Rancho Mirage Observatory. He's going to join us in the second hour, and I know it's a travel hour, but you know what? This is heard in Arizona and all over, and I think I wanted people that come to the Valley to know that there's a free observatory here that they can visit.
We're traveling to the stars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's open to everyone, and a lot of times people don't get a chance to go to observatories. It's right here off of 111, so we'll be talking about that as well. Today's show is presented by A1 Custom Golf Cars. Be the first in your neighborhood or country club to have the new lithium battery system. It's the future, and only at A1 with 3 Valley locations to serve you. So this week was another busy week. It was one of those weeks that just kind of, you blink and it's gone. We have a lot of those. I'm still waiting for my summer vacation. I'm still waiting for the couple weeks, a lull, where I'm kind of looking around going, what am I going to do?
You just have to wait till it cools down.
Oh, and then that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that. Right.
You don't want it right now.
Yeah.
It's too hot.
Yeah, maybe in Montana. And when I'm going to Montana for a few days. I'm thinking about not taking the computer and actually putting up a post saying, I'm out of the area, will not be checking emails. If it's an emergency, text or call me.
No, if it's an emergency, just call the police. Don't call
me. Oh, call me. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, if it's really bad. I'm thinking about doing something like that so I don't have to worry about answering and all that. So we'll see. It's in my head right now, but who knows? I could change my mind when we get a little bit closer to that. But this past week, I went to Borrego Springs for the night, stayed at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. The golf course is still open until, I think, the first week of September. It looks good out there. I was out there for a Borrego Days festival meeting and some gatherings going on there, so got a lot accomplished. We already have 5 bands at Borrego Days Desert Festival this year. 5 already registered.
Wow.
And one from Coachella Valley, because they are defending winning overall band, Coachella Valley High School.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they'll be there. But, yeah, that's pretty big to have this time already. Normally, the bands wait until you know, kind of in September to let us know whether they're coming or not. So five bands already. That's really exciting. Also, some new things going on. I'm not quite sure. I haven't received the pictures yet, but there's this company that does a pirate village, or I'm not sure what it is. And they go to a lot of big events and do this, and they'll be out there in Borrego Springs for Borrego Days.
And they make a pirate village?
I think it's a pirate something. I didn't quite get it all, and they were going to send me pictures. They haven't done it yet. I know they're going to have a float in the parade. But, it's looking good. October, mark your calendar, October 20th is the parade. And, of course, everything happens in Christmas Circle, the 20th and the 21st. I'll be out emceeing the parade and also giving out the awards and doing the show live on Sunday. So a lot of stuff. But anyway, the weather was nice out there. I was looking at the stars because it is a stargazing community. So it was very pretty at night. So anyway, that's one of the things I did. Then my garage door opener. I just put a new one on a couple years ago.
Right.
But all of a sudden, I would drive out and push it, and it would kind of start to go down and stop. So I thought it was me. I hit one of the sensors one time with my bicycle when I was putting it in the garage. And I thought, okay, I had knocked one of the sensors off. So I kept, you know, pushing it and making sure that the little beam would work. And I kept thinking that was it. But then it was getting worse and worse. So I'd be out there 5 minutes trying to get the door to close after I drive out. It's all right when you're backing in and you're sitting there at home. But when you're trying to go somewhere,
right. Yeah.
So anyway, we called Abracadabra, garage door opener, door company, garage door company. Albert's dad started this business over 30 years ago. They're family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley. He came out and looked at it because I used them way back. And then if you recall, we had another garage door company working with the show.
Right.
So anyway, I went back to Abracadabra and he came out and he said, you know, the Genie systems have had a real problem with the circuit boards frying out here in the heat.
All right.
Yeah, they're seeing more and more, and they're only under warranty for a year or two, or 2 years at the most, something like that. Well, this was 3 years.
Right.
And so anyway, he ended up putting a whole new LiftMaster system in there. It wasn't the beam, which I thought, you know, the whole time I'm thinking it's my fault, but it wasn't. Anyway, put a whole new system in there, and it's quieter than the last one, which was really quiet.
Right.
And it has this LED lights that one won't have to change the bulb, and it shuts itself automatically after 10 minutes if you leave it open. And so I just have to remember, if I go out and do something and I meet a neighbor and start talking.
Yeah, you're going to get locked out.
Yeah, the garage is going to close in 10 minutes. I don't know if I like that. I might turn that off. I'm not too
sure. Keypad out front.
Huh?
You don't like the keypads?
Yeah, he said, let me put a keypad up front.
Those are very convenient.
I know.
You'll notice that you'll just stop using your front door when you get those keypads. I don't know.
Really?
It's weird.
I don't use the front door anyway, but sometimes, once in a while. Yeah, you know, he said, let me put a keypad in. I said, nah, it's okay. But maybe I should change my mind, because that thing about it closing in 10 minutes, I'm not sure. All right. So thanks, Abracadabra Garage Door people. Give them a call, folks. Actually, they're going to be doing some stuff with the show, too, later on. And I'll get their information stuff posted on the website. But it's really, really nice. Like I say, family owned and operated. They know the Coachella Valley well. So, all right. Prizes today. We have passes for two to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. We also have a free car wash at Grand Prix Auto Detail at the Costco Center in Palm Desert. I was there yesterday. Had the Borrego dust off my car, only to get it dusty again going to Ramona at the end of this week to film a new episode of Traveling with Francoise. Anytime you want to call the show, 760-440-8255. Yesterday I was on KSQ, talked about the Rancho Mirage Observatory, but you're going to hear about that later on. I also have a new travel blog posted on CoachellaValley.com. It's about the Titan Missile Museum outside of Tucson, Arizona. So check that out. Everything's on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Here's some feel-good news. I like stories like this. The Sunline Transit Agency, they're going to unveil a new bus, which is wrapped. You know, the wrap where they put all the stuff on it. It's
right.
Called a wrap. It was created by local students, winners of its annual art contest. So two students, a fourth grader from Carter Elementary School, Nadia Futkin, and a sixth grader from Palm Desert Charter Middle School, Shabin Park, were the contest winners, and each of their works of art will be showcased on the side of a Sunline bus circulating throughout the Coachella Valley for the next 12 months.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? Congratulations to these kids, a fourth grader. I can't wait to see these. I didn't see a picture of it, but that's really good. That's phenomenal. So how exciting to be in the car with your parents and pull up next to a bus and see your artwork on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Hopefully you'll have a friend in the car to point it out to. Oh, you see that?
Exactly. Yeah, and the parents will be calling everybody and they'll say, there's a bus right now going down 111.
There you go.
My child's artwork's on there. So congratulations to Nadia and Shabin. So congratulations, you guys. Good job. Job well done. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back with a lot more right here on Traveling with Françoise on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I'm getting texts here during the break. What's going on, Sean, today? These people are texting, listening to us online. John in Las Vegas. Hey, John, how you doing out there? We're always thinking about you. And Kim, actually, our guest who is listening as well, she was texting me, and I said, who is this? I don't have everybody's name. Do you have everybody's name in your phone that calls you?
I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah, and you know what? It drives my wife nuts because her phone is just a mess of numbers.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, why don't you put people's names in there? And she's like, oh, I will. And then she's like, okay, whose numbers? Oh, who's that? Who's that again? It makes my life easier.
Well, I guess sometimes I don't think I'm going to talk to these people very often, but that's not a good excuse.
No.
That's not a good excuse.
I have people's number on my phone that I've never even talked to.
Okay. All right. I have to change. Kim, I'm sorry. I'll put your name on your number there. And John, say hi to Peppy and Pee-wee for me as well. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans, who's been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. Combined with their veterinarian staff, they have more than 150 years of experience caring for dogs and cats, and they do such an amazing job. They have their animal shelter in Thousand Palms, their Thousand Palms Veterinarian Clinic, which I tell you every week is amazing. I would get surgery done there. And they have their Indio Veterinarian Clinic as well. So make sure you give Animal Samaritans a chance or check them out for the rescue animals and donate foods. You can go to their website and see what foods from Costco that you can donate to help them out to feed all the animals that they are helping. So they do such an amazing job over there. And then Kim Laidlaw from Animal Samaritans will be calling us in just a little bit to talk about planning for potential problems in animal evacuation. So McDonald's is spending $60 billion remodeling all of its stores. $60 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
So it's interesting. What do they do with store owners like Dick Shalhoub? Do they, you know, I wonder how they do that. Do they say, okay, we'll go in so much of the amount and you cover the rest or something?
Yeah.
Because all these store owners, they just can't expect McDonald's to come in and
do everything.
Do everything, yeah. Or maybe they do, and I don't know about that. I'm not sure. But McDonald's, expect McDonald's to be getting a new look. I'm curious about what the new look is going to be. Obviously, we don't talk about Ronald anymore, but it's still called the Ronald McDonald House because they have a big golf tournament coming up.
Right.
Yeah, so there must be a Ronald over there somewhere, but I don't think, do you ever see him at a McDonald's anymore?
No. I think maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're just trying to skew a little older.
Yeah, right. And but they do have the ones, the stores that have all the kids-friendly area too as well. So we'll see. So sit back and expect to see some changes at McDonald's. $6 billion. Did I say 60? $6 billion. But that's a lot. Billions?
Both of them are, yeah. It starts with a B. They're both really big numbers.
Yeah, beyond numbers that we can even comprehend. Thai Smile on El Paseo, they have a new tea there. It's a lemongrass iced tea. It's called Earth Tea. It's refreshing, and it's a benefit to the body, served for lunch and dinner. And if lunchtime, you get a free regular iced tea with your order in those hours from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Dinner is from 4 to 9. So next time you're in Thai Smile, try their lemongrass iced tea called Earth Tea. Okay. And we want to welcome A1 Custom Golf Cars to Traveling with Françoise, the Valley's leader in new lithium battery systems. Three locations to serve you, so check it out if you're looking for a golf car. And Indian Ridge Country Club, they have so many new things going on over there. I keep getting release after release about the new spa will be opening up. A lot of renovations, a lot of additions. Their golf performance center it's an indoor golf performance center on the South Range, and their new practice facility near the Grove course. So lots of things happening out at Indian Ridge, and if you're looking for the perfect country club to live in, and centrally located, Indian Ridge Country Club is definitely the place to go. And you can check out all our sponsors' info on the website at travelingwithfrancoise.com and use that website. There's so much on that website. We have a podcast page. I have the travel blogs posted up there to link to CoachellaValley.com. We have the television page. We have the contest page. We have the archives page. And it's a sponsors page, a page, info about me, ton of stuff. So check it out, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Yeah, Sean, you're going to be working on learning how to build websites and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish somehow, maybe at some point you can get in the back door of mine, because there's over 100 pages of that thing.
You want to trim it down a little bit?
No, because we've talked about it. I've talked about it with my web designer, but really we look at all the pages to see if they're used and to see which ones aren't. But they're all being used, some more than others.
Right.
And I try to think, what can I take out of there? And so far I haven't figured out.
If it's all still being... if it's still active content, there's no need to take it down.
Take it out, yeah. So it just keeps growing. All right, before we get into what's happening in the Valley free-wise, what events to do, events are just starting to pick up now. I'm getting more and more releases and save the dates and all that for starting in September. In October, it's going to become a little bit busier than as we start to swell into the season. So things are starting to happen. But there are some things going on soon that I think you're going to have a good time with. So brought to you by CoachellaValley.com. This is our picks of the week. Myself, Craig, CEO Craig of CoachellaValley.com, and Sean, we all have come up with things that we think that you might enjoy. Now, mine is, and I just found out about it the other day, and I was hoping they could call today, but obviously they couldn't because I told them they could call between this time frame. There is a grape stomp in Julian. Now, we're going to talk more about it later on in the show. I have the information for it and in the second hour as well. But Julian, up in the mountains between here and San Diego, the town that's known for their apple pies,
right,
they have a Julian grape stomp on September 1st. And it just sounds like a ton of fun. In fact, I was talking to Luann and she said, there are people that come dressed up. Remember I Love Lucy? And did you ever see that episode where she stomps the grapes with Ethel? All right.
No.
Well,
I can picture it.
Yeah.
I can totally picture it.
Hilarious. Just typical I Love Lucy. Hilarious. Almost like the candy scene where they're stuffing the candies in their mouth. But she said people come dressed as I Love Lucy or Lucille Ball, that episode, to stomp the grapes and stuff. It's a lot of fun. And it's going to be September 1st in Julian. And again, I have more information on it later on in the show. All right. Craig with CoachellaValley.com. He has Why Whiskey, Bourbon and Wine Tasting with Tom Fisher. And this event is Wednesday, August 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Ace Hotel and Swim Club, the clubhouse. Tickets are $40. Tasting to include Jefferson's 16-year-old bourbon, Breckenridge Bourbon from Colorado, Peerless Rye Whiskey from Louisville, Kentucky, Plantation Rum's 20th Anniversary Edition, and Jefferson's Ocean Bourbon Whiskey. Whew. Maybe Craig likes whiskey. We'll have to ask him next time he's on the show.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like fun. If you're a whiskey aficionado, this could be for you. So, Sean, what did you pick?
I think we all had alcohol in the brain because I picked an alcohol one as well. Actually, I almost picked the whiskey one.
Well. Yeah, it looked fun.
Yeah, but I ended up going with the Wine Down Wednesday.
I saw
at Ace Hotel and Swim Club. It's inside the Omegle Room.
Okay. And
they have half-off bottles of wine.
Would you say the Ace Hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a ton of stuff.
They're doing a bunch of stuff. It's on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 11.
Okay. So, yeah, I give them a lot of credit. They did not let the summer slow them down. So, 5:30 to 11. So, that's Wine Down Wednesday at the Ace Hotel. Also, Why Whiskey, Bourbon, and Whiskey. That's happening at Ace Hotel as well. And then I'm picking Julian, the Grape Stomp, on September 1st. So, sounds like it. And I'll tell you more about the Grape Stomp in just a few minutes. So, all right, the Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers. You can go to the website, the500ps.com. And they were on the news about their straw band. You saw them on KSQ. Jake Ingracia did an interview with John Monahan and Richard Lafiere over there talking about the the straw ban going from plastic to compostable.
I saw that.
Okay. All right. All right. What's happening free? Well, the California Desert Corral, which seems to usually say coral, but it's corral. They're having their auditions held Monday, August 27th at 7 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church. They say, come prepared, be prepared, and if you are selected, it's a busy schedule. Their number is 760-346-4933, and that is Monday, August 27th at St. John's Lutheran Church. And don't forget the Osher Lifelong Learning Classes at the Cal State San Bernardino's Palm Desert Campus. They are taking an open enrollment right now as we're talking. And the Braille Institute, they are starting their Friday series in September from 10 to 12. They have ceramics, horticulture and technology, and low vision aids. So a lot going on at the Braille Institute. They're getting all their seminars, classes. Give them a call. You can go to their website, brailleinstitute.org/Rancho Mirage. Or definitely just call them over there. All the information is on the Traveling with Francois website. So still a lot of free admission things going on. There's another film at the Palm Springs Art Museum coming up, their last one of the season. And that will be on September 20th, I think. So still some free films in the Valley and still the free farmers markets and all sorts of fun stuff going on in the Coachella Valley. On that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back with a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today. For some reason, my mouth is dry. You ever notice that? Your mouth gets dry and you just kind of go, stuck on words? Well, I'm stuck on words. But joining us today to help us out with a lot of things, especially pet evacuation, is Kim Laidlaw with Animal Samaritans. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Francois. How are you?
I am great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm in some cooler weather here in Chicago, so I might be grateful for that.
Well, you know, I that popped into my brain just a second ago when I was looking at my notes here in front of me. We see here the weather towards the Midwest and back east as being just floods and rains and torrential storms constantly. And I was thinking about you in Chicago. I have a friend that lives in Gray's Lake, and he says it's just been a lot of humidity and some rain. How has the weather been for you?
It's been the same. I'm southwest of Chicago, but it's been the same. It's been warmer and it's been humid. It's a humid day today. It's only 83, but the humidity is at about 67%. So it's a little sticky.
A little sticky. Well, we see constantly, you know how the news will target certain stories all the time. We see the flooding and we see these storms with hailstones the size of golf balls. And then over here on the west part of the western part of the country, we see fires and now flash floodings if these monsoons come in. And it really brings us to a good point about animal evacuation. I mean, people just think they grab the pets and go, but a lot of times they're not even prepared. They haven't even thought that far ahead of what they would do with the pets. And I was thinking in my mind, and I know you're not a pet psychologist, Kim, and but I know you've run across a lot of instances and you talk to a lot of veterinarians and people that work with animals. Why is it that I think people are just going to assume that their pets are going to run from a fire or run from trouble, but I don't think that's always the case.
Well, and I agree with you. I don't think that's always the case either. You know, I mean, they do have better hearing than we do. They do have a better sense of smell than we do. But just like with humans, times of disaster can oftentimes freeze us. And we become frozen for a moment, and we don't know what it is we actually need to do, which is why, you know, evacuations and fire drills are so important in the schools, because they don't want people freezing. They want to have a good plan in someone's head. And so it's not the case that they always run, which is why we really need to be prepared for them. And sometimes running isn't the isn't the right answer for them either. We want them to escape, but we want them to escape with us, mm-hmm. not on their own.
Right. So now, how would you, if you had some new pet owners come into Animal Samaritans, they just adopted a dog or a little kitty or something, and they asked you this question, how do we prepare to evacuate with our pets? Where would you even begin?
So we always tell them that the most important thing is to make sure that they always have identification. Mm-hmm. And that's two types of identification. You want your pet to have a collar with a tag that has the phone number and the name of where they belong. And then you also want them to have that microchip. Oftentimes the collar comes off. Sometimes pet owners don't like to have the collar on their animal when they're in the house. So we need to make sure that they're prepared. And then with identification. And then secondly, we need to make sure that just like we have for ourselves, there's a backpack, there's a plastic tub, there's something that's easy for you to pick up and carry that has all the important information about your pet, whether it's medications they're taking, it can contain all of their medical records, it should contain their spay or neuter certificate. Just like we would prepare for ourselves, we need to prepare for the pets. Taking that another step further, I always like to say a backpack is the easiest for people in the home and for your pets. You know, something happens, you have your backpack prepared, you grab it, and you can get into the car and you can go to the safe place that you need to go. You should have one of those for your pets as well. We all talk about how our pets are our family members, and even though they can't talk to us, and they can't pick up that backpack themselves, we still need to be prepared in having all that available for them.
And that's a really good point. I mean, the first thing that I was thinking about when I was thinking of this pet evacuation was having a crate or some kind of container to take the pet. But I really hadn't thought of putting together something for them with even some of their foods, extra food and whatever else they might need at that time. Maybe even a bottle of water just in case you might be somewhere. So at least you have one there in another backpack for your pet. So there's a lot more to it, folks, of being prepared to evacuate yourself and your pet, and for all different kind of circumstances. We saw with the fires that many homeowners waited till the very last minute to get out, even though they were told to get out over and over by the firefighters, but they were trying to fight and save their home, and they kept their pets with them. So in that kind of crunch time, you don't have time to think about putting this stuff together. Kim, my question about the chipping is there any certain age guidelines to get your pets chipped?
No, our animals, when they leave the shelter at about 8 weeks of age, 10 weeks of age, they already have started their vaccines that they need at that age, and they've already been implanted with a microchip.
Okay. All right. So, folks, don't think that your animal's either too old or too young. Call Animal Samaritans and let them get it done. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and one of the things that that I just want to stress is that when you feel that the disaster is beginning to encroach upon you, then you should start gathering all of your things and make sure you have them at the door. You know, if you're 25 miles away from a fire, for instance, or a flood, I would recommend that you have all of your items put together and have them at the door or have them in your car already, so that when it's time to escape or when time gets away and it approaches quicker than what you think it will, you're ready. You're ready to go.
And that's
a good thing for both humans and pets as well.
Right. That's a really good point. I mean, we become complacent in certain areas, especially we do here in the Coachella Valley, because we think, well, earthquake. And along the outskirts, certainly there are the flash flooding. And now with the fires and stuff, it could be a lot worse. But we really should be, again, I always say proactive and not reactive. For those with horses, I feel that the horses should be removed at any sign of, you know, imminent danger way before, because that's a big undertaking to get horses out of an area.
It is a big undertaking. And since we don't deal with large animals, we actually went to the ASPCA and asked them for their advice. And one of the things that they said is it's extremely important to plan ahead of time who your fellow horsemen are and find a safe haven that you can go to. If it's a ranch down the road, if it's a home down the road. And when disaster is all of a sudden upon you, one of the things that they also say is to please don't keep your livestock and your large animals in a pen, in the barn. Open the doors and let them have the opportunity to escape if they can.
And save themselves. And with us, folks, is Kim Laidlaw.
Exactly.
She is with Animal Samaritans. All their information is on the website, but it's very simple, animalsamaritans.org, or you can give them a call at 760-343-3477. And, Kim, I was also thinking about, we forget, you know, we tend to think about dogs and cats, but then also involved in all this evacuation is birds and snakes and gerbils and rabbits and all sorts of other animals that, guinea pigs, hamsters, we can't forget about all the other little pets that we might have around the house.
No, we certainly can't. And for them as well, we should have a little bag prepared for them. You know, it's difficult to keep, like it is for humans, it's difficult to keep that bag of food and that bag of water, not so much, but food, because it has an expiration date. But you want to make sure that, again, when you think there is an imminent threat, you start preparing the food that you need to take for your animals. And with the gerbils and the hamsters, they should go in their cage. You want to make sure that their cage is at the door and ready to go when you leave. I think many of us might have seen on Facebook that family that was, they had to leave, and they had to leave the goldfish behind. Mm-hmm. And they had one of the firemen who came in and actually fed the goldfish, and they left a note for them saying, we were able to save your house and we fed your goldfish for you. But we just need to remember that, and it might be difficult for fish, although you can put them in a baggie and you can take them with you, mm-hmm. Filled with water. But the same thing that ASPCA recommends, that if you have any reptiles, you put them in a bag, in a pillowcase, mm-hmm. particularly a snake. If you have an iguana, or you have a lizard, you already have them probably in some type of a cage that you might be able to transport. If it's a glass cage, you're going to have to put them into a crate. So there are so many things. Making the list is so important. And as we entitled our article, it's the 5 P's. Proper planning prevents potential problems. Mm-hmm. And that's not just in a disaster situation. That can be applied to many things in our life. So making sure that you have travel bowls, pet bags, towels, a small litter tray for cats that you have to take with you, and a little bit of their litter. The list goes on and on, and, you know, that's a list that we have prepared, and although we're undergoing a new website transition, these are things that we're going to have up on our website in another month or so.
Well, fantastic, and really appreciate it, because it makes it's given me a lot to think about. I hope it's given everyone out there a lot to think about. Here's another note. If you have birds, get a leg band on your birds. Keep one on your bird for identification. All these little things are going to help you save that pet that you love out there. And it could be even a flood in your own home. Pipes break, who knows, and your home is flooding and you need to get the animals out there. So be prepared. Kim, thanks so much for joining us today from Chicago. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, great. And next time we'll have you back on, we'll talk about something else. We'll figure it out. Okay.
All right,
Kim.
Thanks,
thank you,
Francois.
So much. All right, folks. Again, that was Kim Laidlaw from Animal Samaritans. AnimalSamaritans.org. Remember, they do a tremendous job here in the Coachella Valley. They have pet rescue. They also have pet adoption. They have their clinics. So please, please, they are phenomenal. Use them. All right. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. When we come back, we're going to give away maybe a car wash. Right here on the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francois on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. All right. I just put Kim in my contact list, Sean, so you know. All right? During the break. All right. So now I know when Kim is texting me who the heck it is. But anyway, Kim also sent me a text, folks. She said, if you would like that list, you can email her at klaidlaw, that's L-A-I-D-L-A-W, at animalsamaritans.org. That's klaidlaw at animalsamaritans.org. But I am going to put this up on the website under, I'm going to put it under free, under the events, under free. And I also am going to put it under their sponsorship, their info on the sponsors page, so you know. And that way, if you have any questions for Kim, you can ask her direct and she will get back to you. So anyway, for that list of the taking care of your pets, it is klaidlaw at animalsamaritans.org. Thanks again, Kim. Great job. Gave us all a lot to think about. All right, this is the Get a Life weekly priced events, now brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire. They are right off of Varner Road in Thousand Palms at a new address. Remember, get all your golf shirts, charity event clothing and stuff done at Desert Arc or Arc Attire, because when you use them, you are using clients of Desert Arc. So there's a great, great connection there. We have a car wash to give away at Grand Prix Auto Detail. It's their Grand Prix Auto Detail car wash. I think it's about $22, something like that. We will give that away if you want to give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for a car wash at Grand Prix Auto Detail. They are the car wash at the Costco Shopping Center there in Palm Desert. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. And so go ahead and give us a call again, 760-440-8255. And remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days. And I will mail that out to you so you don't have to worry about it. You guys are kind of spoiled. All right. Well, the phone is ringing and Sean is talking to someone. And I wanted him to hear about the grape stomp. So I'm going to switch my little bit of information here around. Also, I want you to know that the Queen Scheherazade Scholarship Pageant Magic Carpet Music Scholarship Competition is open for registration. It is for young ladies who exhibit exceptional character and are students within Riverside County who will be at least 17 years of age by the day of the pageant, November 17th, and have not reached the age of 22 by the fair's opening day, which is in February of 2019. So for all the information, go to datefest.org, and that is the Queen and her court, and they are giving scholarships away. So this is really great. The Queen will receive $3,500 scholarship. Princesses will receive $3,000. So this is a big deal, and they have some fun responsibilities to be part of the fair, the date festival, and the parades, and all sorts of things. So think about it. If you know a lovely young lady that this would be great for, please sign them up or give them the information. Sean, we have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Gina in Palm Desert.
Okay. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Francoise. How are you?
I am great, thanks. How are you doing?
We are waiting to go to the doctor tomorrow, so tomorrow can't come any sooner. It sounds like a James Bond movie. Live another day or you better get whatever.
Whatever, anyway. Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever. So now you have pets. I know you have some. Your pets
are two right now, and I have. When we traveled with them, I always had a backpack with all their information in it. Mm-hmm. I still have all their paperwork with all their meds, their shots, their records, their spay neuter, their microchip information. I always have had that.
Yeah, and I think all the stuff that Kim was talking about, I thought it was really good information.
Everyone should do it.
Yeah, everyone should. But, you know, a lot of times we don't think a natural disaster or any type of disaster is going to hit us, everybody else but us. So anyway, Gina, congratulations. You won that car wash over at Grand Prix Auto Detail. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, folks, so there you go. Next hour of the show, we do have passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Now, I want to tell you about some things you have to pay for, and here is the news on the Julian Grape Stomp Festa. That happens September 1st from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Mangini Winery, and that is Julian Orchards Drive. This is their 22nd anniversary of the Julian Grape Stomp Festa. They are excited to continue the old world tradition of kicking off your shoes, rolling up your pant legs, and letting tons of grapes squash through your feet and your toes. I don't know. Does it turn your feet purple? When then what happens? I'm not sure. Do you have purple feet for a while?
Yeah, I wonder if it stains.
I don't know. You think it would if they're grapes, not if they're the yellow, the green grapes, but you would think the red grapes they would. So they're going to have 10 local wineries. They're going to be offering sips to sample, a wide variety of food and shopping opportunities, great Italian music provided by Roman Holiday, bocce ball court, dancing, all sorts of fun stuff. I mean, it really sounds like a lot of fun. Now, regular admission tickets are $15 for adults. Children ages 6 to 20 are $5, and children under 5 are free. Obviously, children must be accompanied by an adult. You can buy tickets at the gate, and I'm sure, I don't. Are they going to let the kids grape stomp? I don't know. Do you have to be 18 and over to grape stomp? Not sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
No. What? Yeah, that would be great for kids.
Just put a bunch of them in there and get them really mad?
Exactly. Just get in that vat over there and have some fun. All right. So there is a VIP experience that includes convenient reserved parking, event admission, a fast pass to the stomping vat, comfortable seating under the VIP tent and shade. They have a barbecue pig roast exclusively for VIP ticket holders, free glass of wine, a whole bunch of stuff, and that's only $65. And they say VIP tickets will sell out. Again, this looks like a ton of fun to me. $15 regular admission, or you can get the VIP for $65. So the Julian Grape Stomp Festa happening September 1st from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. over in Julian. So I don't know. I like events like that that just seem like a ton of fun. So I will get that information posted up on the Traveling with Francois website. And we'll talk about it a little bit again in the second hour of the show, because for some people, that could actually be a day trip. You make a day trip out of that, or an overnight trip.
Easy.
Yeah. Easily. Mean, especially if you're going to be drinking wine and stuff, you might not want to come back down Highway 74.
No.
Yeah.
No, you do not want to do that.
No. In fact, I'm going to be going Highway 74 to go to Ramona. I have did the MapQuest a couple times, looking to make sure that none of the roads are closed because of the fire. And it doesn't show that any of the roads to Ramona are closed. But every time I do it, I thought it might take me out through the 15, you know, cut across through Hemet over in there and then get on. But each time it takes me up over the hill off of 74 and 79 and whatnot, 78 to Ramona. So I guess all the roads are open. I'm going to find out this week. But we'll see. All right. Speaking of pageants, we were talking about the Riverside Date Festival, the pageants, the queen and her court there. Don't forget the Pageant of the Masters. I am getting fabulous emails from all the winners, everybody who won tickets. We gave away 5 sets of tickets to Pageant of the Masters. Those tickets were $85 each. All the seats were phenomenal. Everybody that has gone, I think we have one more set of winners that went that go to today, actually. And they have been raving about the show, raving how much they enjoyed it. Some people had been before and they liked it even better now. Other winners have never been and they loved it. So the Pageant of the Masters ends its run September 1st. It is in Laguna Beach at the Arts Festival grounds, Festival of the Arts grounds. So if you have never been, I suggest you go. If you've been, I suggest you go because it's a whole new show, a whole new atmosphere. In fact, Felici was just on last week, and that was the second or third time they had been. And he even said, because they show so much behind the scenes, it really was even more enjoyable for them. And that's part of it. Technology, behind the scenes, you'll see how they do it. It's just a ton of fun. So, again, don't miss it. If you didn't win those tickets, maybe next year, but it is the Pageant of the Masters Festival of the Arts, and their information, a link right to ticket sales, is on Traveling with Francois. So definitely trying to get you out there to enjoy life and have some fun and see things that you've never seen. And if you go to Laguna, it starts late at 8, around 8:30 the show starts, doesn't get over with till 10:20 or so, so make sure you plan accordingly if you can't drive home that night. It's just too late for you, or if you are, you know, just be really careful. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside for our mid-show break, news break. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel gear, and then we're going to also have Eric McLaughlin, the astronomer of the Rancho Mirage Observatory, with us. So stick around for more Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio.